Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Special guest in studio, Bruce Pritchard. You know who that is, right? Brother-in-law, you dressed up as him last year after losing the perfect parlay pick segment. You're probably going to win this year.
My guy.
Anyway, he'll be in studio to promote John Cena's final match and then Monday Night Raw at Barclays on January 5th. So we'll have some fun with him. Dude, you realize he is a wrestling encyclopedia.
Oh, I know. I've seen some podcasts. He's tremendous. He's great.
Maybe outside of Vince himself, Bruce Pritchard would be the one guy that you could talk to about anything that you and I have ever loved in WWE.
We're getting into the weeds. Yeah. Oh,
so
nice.
Have some fun with him. Let's go, baby. At 12 o'clock, and obviously keep you up to date.
A little Tomlin stuff later as well. Yeah. Looking forward to getting to that, maybe with the Giants.
Keep you up to date on all that's going on with the baseball rumors. One thing that I saw yesterday, it didn't bother me because I think Michael King is a good pitcher, right? We talked about that, and I could see the value of the Mets being interested in Michael King because he's likely not going to cost as much as Framber Valdez or Ranger Suarez. Okay, and you don't have to give up the prospects to get him, whatever. I do think the Mets are going to have to make a trade. They're reportedly interested in Peralta. By the way, did you see about McGill as well, that they're interested in both the Mets and Yankees?
Yep.
Here's the thing that bothers me. I want to get your thoughts on this. I'm thinking about King, and I'm like, yeah, I like the potential, and I like the value. And then I think to myself, can they just stop with the former Yankees? How many former Yankees are the Mets going to be going after
you? As long as you don't get number 99, you can take pretty much everybody else, a few pitchers.
I mean, am I with Bellinger? I mean, maybe Michael King? I mean, when will it end? Why are the Mets continuing to go after former Yankees? I know that because the Yankees have good players. Okay, King is good, and he's obviously a team removed from the Yankees, but... Good God, dude. Everybody, yeah. David Stern signs a former Yankee.
All right, so I know we're having fun, but does this really bother you? I mean,
a little bit.
Okay, and do you think...
Why did I even think about it, I guess, is what I'm... I didn't think about it until I saw that, the Mets are honing in on Michael King or that, and I'm like, God, another Yankee.
Well, I mean, listen, the good news is that he's actually one of the good former Yankees. You know, you got a great former Yankee in Juan Soto one day ago today. Some of the other guys, a little strange.
Sevy, Devin Williams, Mendoza.
Yeah, I was going to say Mendoza. Don't forget about Clay Holmes as well.
Clay Holmes, right. Converting him.
I heard people saying, give DJ LeMahieu a shot. Some people on this station, like when the Yankees caught him, hey, bring him in, see if there's any juice left. And they didn't do that. I mean, I get it. I think, I'm just trying to kind of flip that. And if the Mets were the team with all the championship and it was completely reversed and... The Yanks are picking up. Now, I don't look at it as like the droppings or the excess on the editing floor. I mean, Michael King is a really good pitcher who, by the way, I would love to have back on the Yankees. The Yankees don't quite have that pressing need for arms. So, I don't know. Maybe it's part, and I don't get into this. Others do. So this is not me trying to be, whatever to the Met fans. Is it, the little brother syndrome that's kicking in? I don't know, but it shouldn't, because pertaining to Michael King, he's good, and pertaining to Juan Soto, he's pretty awesome. So you guys are doing okay in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, Soto obviously is a different story to me. I just don't understand why it's so many of these guys. It was the latest from Feinstein that I saw. Michael King appears to be the Mets' top rotation target. That's what bothered me.
Well, that's the one word that should bother you when it gets to top.
Right. So
not former Yankee, top.
It's like that's their top rotation target, and it's another guy that was a former Yankee. That is what bothers me. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just taking it out on that he's a former Yankee, although there is a pattern here. Anyway, so Feinstein saying Michael King appears to be the Mets' top rotation target, as a source confirmed that the right-hander recently held a Zoom meeting, so we had that. And then here was another one. This is Feinstein. I think we went over this a little bit yesterday, but Feinstein saying that David Stearns is hesitant to sign a starting pitcher long-term deal to 5 or more years, which could take them out of the mix for all those top guys. Even Amai, like, that's where I draw the line. Okay, you want to tell me Suarez or Valdez, you think that they're going to be too rich for your blood? Tatsuya Amai? You're not going to go all in for him where there's an entertainment aspect of it as well. Not only what he said about the Dodgers, not only the potential that he has, but also bringing in a player from Japan can be exciting to watch every 5 days. So where are the here's the bottom line. Michael King's the top target. That is nowhere near enough for the Mets to turn around that rotation and fix that rotation this offseason.
I don't disagree, and I don't think that that's all they'll do. But what if I tell you that that would mean that Diaz comes back and the Mets have, in theory, you know, best set 8-9 bullpen in baseball?
Yeah,
like, there's different
ways
to build out this team. As I said, with the Yankees, like, you know, maybe you go and you make a monster trade for score. I know we're talking about the Mets now, but I think we're, like, so married to this conventional way of building these teams that we lose sight of there's multiple ways to construct a championship team. But I think maybe, like, the Yankees can go about their business by having the best rotation. I actually said the century if things really work out. That's obviously a little hyperbolic, but you guys know what I mean. Whereas the Mets, maybe we thought that they would flood the market or their market with high-end arms where, well, maybe they don't do that. They get a really good arm in Michael King. You get more from McClain. Manaea bounces back. Maybe you make a smaller level trade for one more arm and you have a lock bullpen. Another way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to worry about Diaz coming back because of the rumors about getting McGill from the Brewers. Maybe there's a deal to be made for Peralta and McGill, which I would love from the Mets perspective, but obviously that would take Diaz out of the mix and then go from there. I mean, you could forward it also, BT, to Alonso. You're right. Bottom line is there's all these rumors and they're not all going to be in sequential order, meaning, okay, well, they get this guy and now this happens. There are many variables to where, okay, if this guy comes off the board, then we'll go here. If this guy wants to come back, then we'll go here. There's a lot of, well, they're talking to Bellinger and he could be a top target. Yeah, but if the Yankees bring him back, then what? Well, Alonso is going to the winter meetings, driving himself there, and he's going to meet with
that?
The Red Sox and Orioles. Yeah, I mean,
not unconventional, but doesn't it just kind of seem like beneath him to have to, like, it's almost unfair that he has to do this.
Juan Soto wasn't driving himself to the meetings.
No, he wasn't. He was chilling back, and then somebody flew in on the Learjet.
He might have gone, right?
Didn't he? I don't even think he went. I don't think so. I mean, he might have, but yeah. And I don't mind that Pete's doing it. I understand why he's doing it. The Mets know his personality.
His market again is
It's
just not there.
I think it's going to be. I think he's getting three. I think he's going to get 4 years when it's all said and done. Maybe an option for 5. I don't think it will be more than that. But I think it's different from last year for a couple of reasons. The bounce back with the average, the qualifying offer's gone. I think that there's going to, and I think the Red Sox are really in the market for him. Maybe Baltimore, whatever. But I think what Pete's doing is he's got to show his personality. I mean, everybody in baseball, you know, knows what he is from a baseball point of view. I actually think it's a pretty smart move because I think he's a relatable, you know, a little goofy, and I mean that in a good way, jovial, you know, gentle giant who, if you get him in a room with, you know, 10 Baltimore Orioles executives, he's probably going to make them feel really good, and maybe they do tack on the extra year.
I feel like the Orioles are a potentially more dangerous landing spot, meaning that the Mets would not have, you know, would lose Pete to the Orioles more so than the Red Sox. This from
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Athletic, Alex Bregman still appears to be the Red Sox number one target, in part because of the defensive upgrade he provided over Rafael Devers. So if you factor that in, Bregman being their top target, and they're starting to talk about defense, not so sure they're going to be the ones willing to go the extra year for Pete. Remember, the Mets are going to have a three-year offer for Alonso, which I'm sure is going to be $30 million, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He just wants more length. And if the Red Sox aren't going to be able to extend for it, then who is? Is it going to be the Orioles? So we'll find out. By the way, the Pirates, the four-year offer to Schwarber.
Yeah, what was the total?
Was in the 120 range.
Wow.
So if you do the math on that.
30-something.
Yeah.
So that's actually pretty. Congratulations, Pirates.
Well, it's a real offer.
It is.
Now, my question is he going to get more than that? And if he does, does that have an impact on what Pete's market can be?
Michael King get more than that? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
No,
Michael
Pete, Pete.
Okay, I got you.
Schwarber and Pete. So if Schwarber gets 4 years, if the baseline is the Pirates offer for 4 years, 120, and I'm Schwarber and I'm now shopping that around.
Yeah.
So you would think somebody's going to give him, okay, let's say 4 years for more
145.
Than
145. That'll be the Phillies. Phillies will top that offer.
Or you tack on a fifth year.
Yeah.
And then what does that do for Pete's market? Does that, if Schwarber's off the board, many people expect Schwarber to be the first domino.
Yep.
Then is Pete in a more powerful position saying, okay, well, he got this.
I know what you're saying.
And now he's off the board.
I don't think so. Because I think Schwarber's the better hitter. And I think Pete's, yes, I know Pete literally plays defense every day, but. Yeah. You know, he's not enough of a defender. He's fine. We've talked about this.
But he's more versatile. I know.
I'm so tired of the same words, the same buzzwords, the same descriptions. We've gone through this a million times. It doesn't matter because we're not going to be here in a week or so. But if this thing drags on, we're not. If this thing drags on for another 2 months with Pete Alonso, honestly, I don't know that I would be able to have the same conversation about Pete Alonso every single day. We know who he is.
But it's been going on for years.
I know. That's why I'm at my tipping point.
Understood with Pete, but there is something to be said about having a team with a little bit of flexibility, meaning that I always was one-track mind. It's the DH spot. I've seen it successful in the American League forever.
You
finally had the National League take on the DH, and the Mets can't find one. In my mind, it's just go get the best hitter possible, put him at DH. However, I've evolved in my thought process along with the sport evolving. You can't tell me that the Mets wouldn't benefit from having a little flexibility with that spot, meaning Pete can be the primary DH, but he could also play first, where you can use different guys in that spot or get a different bat in the lineup depending on the matchup with the pitcher. There's a lot there. We've seen it with the Yankees, how Stanton, who is a primary DH, that's all he could do, he kind of gets in the way of other pieces.
But I don't think that the Yankees – and by the way, it would be nice to talk about tangible Yankee news. There's just nothing to talk about. Like, it's not like we're purposely avoiding talking about there's literally nothing right now to talk about. The DH situation with the Yankees is very different, though. That's a problem, and that's because of Stanton's inability to post every day and do anything but hit. He can't run, can't play the field. Like, that is just, that's the only option. Whereas I don't think the Mets should look at it that way. I mean, the days of the Vogelbacks and the Ruffs and, you know, obviously Marte, a better player than those guys, and Vientos, some bright moments, but that position has to be solidified to me. And it's been an abyss since the DH was really introduced in the National League. Every year it's like, well, maybe you got two. J.D. Martinez,
it's
good pro, but
Don Smith, come on.
Exactly.
Darren
Dom Smith,
Rolf,
enough
Daniel
of
Vogel
this. Back. Would you do this the right way? And I just think, and I know, I think actually a lot of baseball people would agree with this assertion. I really do. Independent of emotion, strip it away. And if you can't, I get it. I understand because Pete's your boy. But I would much rather have, over the course of 600 plate appearances for Team X, if I had the option of Schwarber and I had the option of Alonso, I want Kyle Schwarber. He does more damage. He's on base more. He's a tough red bat. He's got a 900 OPS in October. Yeah. Pete's had some moments as well in the clutch, obviously. But I would prefer Schwarber. So it doesn't seem like the Mets are very motivated to go out there and pursue Schwarber with real vigor. They're kind of like kicking the tires. I think that's the wrong move. That's the name that I've said for over a month now. Like, if I ran the Mets, that would be, and then pitching, my primary target.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Lots of speculation, lots of rumors. We'll discuss it all with you. 888-808-1019. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry is in Westchester starting us off. What's up, Larry?
Hello.
BT, Sal, how you boys doing today?
How are you, Larry?
What's up, man?
I'm fine. Listen, a couple of things. If they can get Peralta and McGill and then sign a King or a Framber Valdez, that's a great step towards solving that rotation issue. It's a good first step. Number two, Alonso, I really think that he is going to go back with the Mets, probably in the range, 4 years, $35 million a year, $140 million over 4 years. And finally, we need a left fielder. What do you think of this trade? It would benefit both teams, I feel. How about Brett Beatty for Jason Dominguez even up? I was impressed with the second half of last year.
I would not do that, Larry. As crazy as that sounds, and thank you for the call, I would not do that from a Mets perspective. And by the way, that is something that Stearns was talking about last night, and Mendoza. Sounds like Beatty's going to be the Mets' third baseman.
I have no issue with that. Yeah, I like him.
Me neither.
I like him.
Me neither, but there's a big but. You got to build around everything else now. Okay, I'm fine with Beatty. So you get good value there. Obviously, you're not paying much. He had a strong second half.
Yeah, he did.
He could play a little second if needed, but you're seeing him grow.
Yep.
Whereas normally, I'd just be like, come on, man, enough. But it shows. You give him 2-3 years, and now all of a sudden, he's starting to look like he could be a ball player and reach his potential. I don't even want to say full potential, but start to realize his potential. So Beatty at third, Lindor at short, Simeon at second. They have a spot available at first base that could either be Alonso, it could be Vientos. There's some room there. Yeah. I mean, McNeil a little bit. We know Alvarez probably going to be the catcher. So they have first base, and then they need clearly at least one outfielder. The other is going to be one of the young players, and they have Soto. So the Mets, there's a couple of big moves remaining just in that lineup. First base and the outfield, but Beatty's going to be their third baseman.
Mets have a lot of work to do. This is not exactly breaking news. Now, I was looking at some projected contracts here for Michael King because that's how we started things up, right? Appears to be a main target for the Mets. One spitback, 3 years, $57 million.
What?
I would definitely do
I'm
that.
Saying that's it?
Yeah, exactly. Another was 4 for $80 million. All right, I'd probably still do that. Here's the thing, though. Nobody's really factoring this into the conversation about the Mets pitching staff. And I understand why. Like, there's an urgency now. When you watch every Met game last year, and it's 1 1/3, it's 3 1/3, it's 2 innings, and the guy's in the shower. Like, it was as bad as starting pitching as I've seen in a long time. So we know that they've got to address that, and they will. But I think that it's kind of being ignored. They could address that in the middle of the season. Now, I know that everybody wants to go to Port St. Lucie. Here's my number one.
Port St. Lucie. Well, that's not bad, BC.
Oh, my God. That's not your thing coming up with the name. Yeah, Port St. Lucie. I like it. Hey, why not that 3 years ago? I'm running out of real estate here, Sal. Yeah. Not material, though. Yeah. Anyway, I think that when you look at this unquenching desire, which I get, by Met fans to go locked and loaded to Port St. Lucie. This guy one, this guy two, this guy three, this guy four, this guy five in the rotation. People are failing to incorporate that. You could trade for Skubal during the season. You could trade for Skeens during the season. I know you want it now, but maybe if you build it out the other way and keep those trading resources, the Jet Williams, the Benjes, guys that they really like, and some of the young pitchers, maybe you can catch something big in the middle of the season. Nobody's saying that, but you could.
Joey calling from Babylon. What's up, Joey?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What up, Joe?
Long-time listener. You guys do a great job. And New York is the place you want to be. I mean, Pete Alonso, we got Soto. We need a good bat behind Soto. We got Lindor still. Would it be something if we could get Schwarber as well? I mean, that would be awesome.
Well, Schwarber and Pete? That's not happening.
Probably not, but we're dreamers. You know, we want to win. We haven't won since 86.
We want
to see a different team on the field as well this year. We got a lot of hitters, you know, not for nothing. Vientos, Beatty, McNeil, they go hot and cold. So does Pete. They all get hot.
So does Lindor.
Yeah, I'm confused. Do you want Pete back or not? I mean, come on, Joey.
I don't know. It's kind of cool. We want a team that has a little bit more consistency, and I think that's the key. I think that's what they're looking at.
Sorry, Joey, go ahead.
And that's what I think that they're looking at right now.
Well, that's why I'd be open for, and thank you for the call, Joey. That's why, BT, I'd be open for anything. Yesterday, I told you what I would do, and I want to prioritize bringing Pete back. For a lot of reasons, none of which include that he's been a lifelong Met or has the home run record. I don't care about that. I care about his production and care about his wins, and I think he could help in that regard. So as much as that would be the priority for me, I am certainly open. Same thing with Diaz. I'm open. Like, the thought of that trade for Peralta and McGill from the Brewers, that gets me excited.
Oh, here we go.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
I do. I've been talking about pitching. Yeah.
Not only are they both very good, it's just a change of pace a little bit, change of the look of a team that has failed for a long time now with this group. So the same thing with Alonso. While I want Pete back, I am certainly excited about the idea of potentially landing Kyle Schwarber, even though I don't think it's necessarily realistic for the Mets.
Yeah, and I, as much as I'm saying Schwarber would be my top target, I don't think he's going to the Mets. I think he's going to stay with the Phillies. If it's not the Phillies, which I strongly believe that it will, then I can see him going to the Reds. So I don't think Schwarber's coming here. And I got to tell you, if I'm Pete, I am emotionally at the point. I mean, you're making me go to the meetings hand in hat, knocking on sweet doors to sell myself. I might be at the point, if I'm Pete, I might say, screw you, Mets, I'm done.
Right, I'll take less of it somewhere else.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, and I'll save money on taxes. I might get the extra year. I might have better weather. Might have better chance to win, whatever.
Problem is you can't do that. I know it sounds great, yep. But if the Mets are the best offer, like the Mets aren't lowballing Pete. It's just that his market is not where he thinks it should be. If it is, he's going to be happy getting 5 years from Baltimore and saying, hey, he'll go back to the Mets and say, here's the offer from Baltimore. And the Mets say, well, we don't want to give you that. And then he can go take it. If not, you can't say screw you when you don't have any other offers.
No, I don't mean now. I mean, what you do is you collect the offers and then eventually right. You say screw you when you sign somewhere else. Correct. That's what you do. You can't spite the negotiations now. You've got to use the Mets as leverage, because if the Mets aren't involved in this, which they are, and you were talking about this as far back as a week or 10 days ago, the Mets' willingness to probably only go 3 years. Well, if that's the starting parameter, and I believe it from the Mets' point of view, and probably the drop-dead parameter, I believe somebody's coming with more than three. So I think, and I've always thought, there's a really good chance that Pete's gone. I say all that because if I don't think Schwarber's coming here, even though I would want him, and I do think there's a stronger than 50% chance that Pete goes, where's the power next year?
Yeah.
Where is the power?
They don't have it.
That's a problem.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue the conversation with your calls. Lots of stuff we want to get into with the NFL as well. Remember, some WWE talk with Bruce Pritchard in studio coming up at 12 o'clock. Just getting started on this Tuesday morning. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.